The expansion of Mexico's drug war has many Mexicans worried about their country and their personal safety. And increasingly, they're speaking out against the violence, as Shannon Young reports from the southern state of Oaxaca.
When the son of Javier Cecilia, a respected Mexican writer and poet, was found dead recently, along with a group of his friends, Cecilia responded with an open letter to politicians and criminals. He wrote that Mexicans are fed up with the violence, both that perpetrated by criminals and that inflicted on society by corruption and the government's militarization of the drug war. That letter was read aloud at a series of anti-violence demonstrations last week in dozens of Mexican cities.
Estamos hasta la madre porque la corrupción de las instituciones judiciales.
One of those demonstrations took place in Oaxaca City. Isabel Nivón was one of the marchers.
Todos los días ves los noticieros, escuchas los noticieros o los ves.
She says she attended the march because the news each day gives her reason to feel outraged. She says conflicts that used to be between drug traffickers and the military have expanded to the point that ordinary civilians in supermarkets, stores, or private parties can become targets. Nivón says she normally doesn't like to go to demonstrations, but that right now she feels the need to exchange ideas with others about how to tackle the situation as a society. That's a discussion people in Chihuahua have already started. The state has seen more drug war-related deaths than any other in Mexico and is home to Ciudad Juárez, a city with one of the highest murder rates in the world. In making recommendations to revitalize Ciudad Juárez, researchers from the Northern Border College generated a series of maps of the city. They show the most violent neighborhoods also lack high schools and public green spaces. Julian Contreras lives in Villas de Salvarcar, a Juárez neighborhood that grabbed international headlines last year when an armed group massacred 16 people, mostly teenage students, at a birthday party.
Pero la dinámica de esa masacre fue fomentando la necesidad de...
He says the massacre forced neighbors to get to know each other and ultimately organized to create common spaces for their children. They decided to create a library. Neighbors donated books, held small fundraising events, and renovated an abandoned house. Contreras says the library has become a de facto meeting point whenever a major security concern arises in the area. Before Ciudad Juárez gained the reputation as a drug war murder capital, it was infamous for a string of disappearances and brutal killings of young women, known as the femicides. When teenage girls disappeared, authorities often failed to act and sometimes questioned the character of the missing person. Mothers of murdered and missing girls organized themselves to demand justice, carry out private investigations, and pressure the authorities to act.
Ya he visto muchos casos de... For example, de madres.
Marcela Turati, author of a recent book on the hidden victims of the drug war, says these same mothers are now helping parents of missing young men. They teach them how to document and build their cases, and they also help them to cope with the pain. On a national scale, the number of cases of missing or disappeared persons in Mexico has increased since President Calderón launched his crackdown on the drug cartels in 2006. The Mexican government has been slow to investigate or even to document this. But just this month, the National Human Rights Commission said that nearly 5,400 people have been reported as, quote, missing or absent in the past 5 years. Antonio Cerezo is a member of a human rights group that has been documenting cases of forced disappearances. He says that fear can sometimes prevent people from going public with their cases or attending a demonstration against the government's militarization policy.
Pues es una decisión respetable. Lo que nosotros les decimos es que...
He says that while he respects an individual's personal decisions, he tells the hesitant that in Mexico's current militarized climate, the violence touches everybody, even the silent. And that may be why more and more ordinary Mexicans are starting to look for ways, however small, to speak out against it. For the world, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca.
Shannon Young took pictures of last week's anti-violence protest in Oaxaca. We posted her slideshow at theworld.org.